Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 7:20. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. We, of course, are following very closely the story of the changing, the possible changing of Sandton Drive to, I know it's not really terrorist drive, but it's certainly close enough. What compels a city council to do something so stupid, especially at the time when the city is absolutely falling apart, where traffic lights don't work, where there is no maintenance. I haven't seen somebody repairing roads, resurfacing roads for I can't even remember how long. Remember when you used to get stuck in traffic because they were resurfacing part of the road and we used to complain about them. Why do they have to do it now when I'm on my way home? But in the meantime, that's what we needed and we don't see it. We do not see crews of people anywhere. But the City Council, of course, has to take time to talk about changing a name of Sandton Drive, which is the most generic of all names. It's the name of the suburb, for God's sake, and to turn it into something that is very, very divisive. Why would they do that and what's happened with it? Well, Councillor Chris Rolson, he is the Councillor Caucus for the African Christian Democratic Party. He joins us this morning. Chris, good morning. Thank you for doing so. How are you?
A very good morning to you, sir. Very well, thank you. And you, sir?
I am well. So what is, first of all, what compels a city council that is arguably, or a council for a city arguably in a spiral into decay to talk about this?
Sir, I think one of the main problems that that we've seen is that the ANC doesn't really care about the needs of the residents of Johannesburg. These funds that are going to be exorbitant to bring about a name change are going to be taken away from service delivery. And the ACDP is very concerned about that because these funds should actually be going into service delivery. And so there are different reasons why they are pushing for this. And one of them, if we listen to Nomvula Mokonyane, what was said by her was that they want to snub the USA and really push this in under their noses. They said they don't want
to
be told.
Did he actually say that, Mokonyane?
Indeed, she said that. You know, she doesn't want the USA to tell the ANC what to do and to have control over them and all of those type of things, and they want number one Leila Khalid Drive to be on the American computers and on their documentation, and so they're really trying to push this. It's almost as if it's a personal vendetta against the USA, where feelings may have been hurt and that type of agenda, which we find as the ACDP extremely childish, and they should actually be looking at the bigger picture, which is using those funds for service delivery. So we are out that, and we find it totally, totally unacceptable.
It's incredibly adolescent, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. There is the view that that Leila Khalid is a Palestinian hero. Again, we as the ACDP, our comment on that is if an individual bombs planes and is involved in terrorist activities, that purely labels the person not as a hero or as a freedom fighter, but indeed as a terrorist, as their actions portray. And you know, as the saying goes, actions speak louder than words. And so two flights were actually hijacked by Leila Khalid. And so the ACDP is of the view that this individual should definitely not be honored by a name change, the Sandton Drive being the road in question, to be changed to Leila Khalid Drive. and because she is a terrorist. And should the council allow that and push that narrative, what would happen is the message, the greater message that would be sent out, is that we condone and actually honor terrorists, which we as the ACDP are clear against. We say this cannot happen. Everything needs to be done to prevent this from taking place. And when I spoke in council, I actually made that view very clear. That was in my speech that I said, no, we cannot condone this. We cannot allow this to happen. We need to stand against this.
So what is the latest, what is the status at the moment?
The status at the moment is the council from the ANC side, EFF side, they have the majority currently with the vote. So the vote went against the motion, because a motion to rescind the previous motion was actually laid on the table. And that I used that opportunity to then vent my frustration and to actually speak against that the previous motion, which was the application for the name change. So we were voting as the ACDP. We voted very strongly in favour of the rescinding of the name change from Sandton Drive to Leila Khalid Drive. But unfortunately, when the council voted, it was because the ANC and their alliance partners have the majority, the rescinding was unfortunately not adopted.
How does a party, and I know you can't really speak for them, but how does do some of the other parties that are in the alliance with the ANC, you know, Herman Mashaba's party, how do they reconcile votes not voting to rescind this when they themselves, when they can see what is going on in the city of Johannesburg?
I think they find themselves in a very tight space because they are in an alliance with the ANC. And then when you are in an alliance with the party, it then becomes very difficult for you to oppose them. Although we have noticed that in some areas they have still stood and they have still made their, they've still been vocal on certain issues. For instance, the financial amendments, they did vote against that. And so they still do in some ways go against the main line of the opposition alliance. So they still are vocal in some respects.
Right.
But I think they're finding themselves in a hot place.
Yes, very much so. And what about Al Jama'aha, or whatever their names are? They've got a very small constituency, and yet they were the ones pushing this type of thing. They've landed up with two mayors, each one worse than the next, and they still have a voice which seems to vocalize some of the more abhorrent thoughts of the ANC. In the next election, is it thought that they'll still be around?
Your point is actually a very good point. If it was in fact Al Jama'ah, that's the pronunciation that under the councillor Tapelo Ahmad, he was actually the gentleman that actually initially brought that motion forward, and that was in 2018 on the Leila Khalid change from Sandton Drive to Leila Khalid Drive. So that was when they only had one member in council, that was he was the gentleman that actually brought that application for the name change, and then that was also then adopted because they're in that alliance with the ANC and the EFF, that was then brought forward by them. So are they relevant? I think they've got primarily the Islamic vote, and the Islamic numbers that are voting for them seem to be growing. So they are growing slightly, not that quickly, but they are growing. And Yes. So,
so they are likely to be there. Is it next year, the elections?
Very possibly, yes, 2026, the local government elections. That's correct, yes.
Right.
So that they still may be there. I believe that they will be there. And primarily from the Islamic Muslim votes, yes.
Right. That is where we leave it. Thank you for that very informative, very interesting conversation. And thank you for your support, Councillor Chris Rolson, Councillor Caucus for the African Christian Democratic Party, talking to us about the renaming of Sandton Drive.